Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
And multiplied. Yes, indeed. Many blessings to you. Multiply that by infinity. Because you are one with the one and all is truly well. And here's a reminder of who you truly are and so much more.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Enough said. Nothing else need to be added to that. But we'd like to have a conversation because this is the beginning of the show. So we will add to it just to help you see what that's like as we wake up to the truth of who we are with Miten
we are awakening
and Deva Pramal. Waking up
to the calling of the mystic awakening in the flowering of the heart. Everybody here melting into presence, overflowing effervescence, rising in love.
Rising in love.
perfection awakening in the oneness of it all. Everybody here, part of each other, sister and brother, rising in love.
You mean I've just been talking to myself? I don't know why. Because I've been talking. But I don't know what happened. I don't know what's happening. But we're awakening. We're awake. I've been singing along with me, Tan, and you didn't even hear it. On the day that my singing voice woke up early and you missed it, well, maybe you were sleepwalking. I don't understand, but I don't have to understand. So, that was Mitan with Deva Primal from Mitan's CD titled Soul in Wonder. He works with his wife, of course. They travel, inspiring people, sharing mantras, helping you connect with the one consciousness. Are you awake? Are you listening? Are you paying attention? How is your existence making a difference on this planet? How is your existence making a difference today? Right now. Where are you? What are you? Who are you? We just had a moment of silence, but I didn't know. I wasn't told in advance that we were going to have a moment of silence before I talked. But now I know. We're going to fix that too. Actually, I better fix that now because ain't nobody got time for stuff that I wasn't told in advance. But before I fix that, let me welcome you. Life is good. It's getting better. It is getting better. Do you see it? Do you feel it? Do you know it? Wherever you are, you're right there. And there is the here that you're trying to get to. I'm trying to get there. Where you are right now is there. So, welcome to Life Conversations Radio. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired, and you make a difference. You make a difference because you exist. You make a difference because you're alive. And you can take it to the next level by living life fully, by taking life on, by dancing with life, by saying yes to life, even without knowing what's going to happen. Why would you say yes if you don't know what's going to happen? Truth is, you never know what's going to happen. You think you know. You plan for the next moment, and sometimes it goes the way you've planned it. But for the most part, you adjust to it. But because you planned and you were ready, you set the intention, you don't even know you shifted. You've gone a different direction. You took the different exit. But you always get to your destination. Because wherever you go, wherever you are, God is. So when you're walking in God, when you're living in God, you are never lost. Even if you think you are, it's just a thought to remind you of who you really are. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. I am your host. The I Am Presence is the host of this show. And that I Am Presence, that I Am pre-essence, the essence of who I really am, is expressing as Life Coach Ade, the naughty, nutty professor, the soul whisperer, black gold. life is good, it's getting better. Thank you for tuning in and welcome all of you listening on the phone lines. Thank you all for being here. Those of you listening online on your mobile devices, thank you for tuning in to yourself and then tuning in to Life Conversations Radio. And of course, those of you listening on the archive, thank you for being here right now, because whenever you're listening to it, it's going to be right now. And of course, we cannot and we won't forget our within radio listeners. Thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for being part of the change that is happening. We are awakening. Speaking of which, to find out more about Mitan, their website at best is Mitan. No, it's not. No, well, I don't know if there's one like that, but Deva Pramal. Mitan.com, DevaPramal, MITEN.com. And if you didn't catch that, Google it. If you mess up the spelling, Google's got your back. Google would ask you, do you mean, because that's, you can't spell. That's what Google's trying to tell us. Since you can't spell, let me help you. Do you mean Mitan, M-I-T-E-N? Oh, yeah, thank you very much. life is good. It's getting better. Today's theme, today's conversation is really about the theme for the month. We are supporting each other to live with the one. You're already living with the one. The fact that you're alive means you're with the one. But the journey of this planet, the journey of life, divinely designed, we can have a choice to think sometimes we're separate from the one, and then sometimes we're one with the one. But the one is not tripping, because the one says, just let you know, it doesn't matter if you are separated from me. You can never be separated from me. You may think you are, but I love you enough to think you're separated from me. I love you enough to try something different that is not in alignment with what you said you came here on this planet to do. Why? Because you're going to learn something from that. You're either going to learn to listen or learn to do things differently or meet people who are going to help you later on down the line. It all works together for good. I love the one. Do you? I love the one. The one is my beloved. Ooh, I wake up with the one, I sleep with the one, I dance with the one. What are you doing with the one? I don't know where that came from. Oh, I do.
The one wanted to express itself. Let me bring on my church lady. Woo-wee, what is going on? Celeste, you better rescue the listeners, because I don't know what's going on.
Indeed, indeed, and I'm looking for something that I can't find. So, wow, you know how to pull me. How are you?
Welcome, welcome.
It's good to be home. How are you feeling today?
I feel good, and I am extra alert because I need to do some technical stuff because things shouldn't be happening when it is. So it's like my mind is sort of in that. It's like, okay, well, full confession here. We don't need to know all this stuff. But anyway, my mind, I need to take care of some technical stuff. So, but other than that, I am having a wonderful time with the one. If you can just see me now, if I had the webcam on, oh my God, I am just one with the one.
See, that's why I'm not a fan of webcam. Let me keep my mystery. All right. Let me catch you to your announcements.
Okay, cool.
Go cover around. It's actually a beautiful day. It's cloudy up here, but in the Washington, D.C. area, but it's warm. It's like pre-spring. Actually, I have no coat on.
Same here. In Atlanta, you can go out with a T-shirt. It's like 70 degrees or something. I love it.
Okay, you're showing off. You're a little hotter than me, but that's okay.
Yeah, you know, what can I say?
Indeed.
That's what happens when you live with the one. You get what you want.
And on that note, I'm going to deliver what the listeners want. Because, Les, what's going on at Life Conversations Radio? How can I find out more about where we can find you and what's going on and who are the guests coming up? So I hear that plea. I'm coming to you guys. Here I am. Hi. You ready, Les, for today?
Yes, I am. You better carry on before I do something.
Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and lifeconversationsradio.com. You can find our favorite metaphysical rebel, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today and our wonderful guest, Phil McWilliams, can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Just be sure to create a new posting because we want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, hover on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me in round one for a Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Did you know that you have access to Life Coach Today any time of the day? Sure you do. You can email him any questions you may have, and he will answer them on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachtoday.com. Is there a topic you would like Life Coach Today to explore on an upcoming show? You can email him that too. Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of December is Living with the One, and we have wonderful guests lined up who will help shift you one conversation at a time. On Monday, Barbara Berger will be rejoining Life Coach Today, and they have a question for you. Are you happy now? Be there so you can tap into what true happiness is all about. You don't want to miss this show. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Mbasa Sefera for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? If not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune into Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today, usually on the last Wednesday of the month. They're thinking about airing it on December 18th this month. But come by and learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. Also, be sure to join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we connect with introspective tools like tarot to get you more clarity about your life's journey. For more info, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. You will find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. The Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated. You didn't know? Well, you can check them out on One Then Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com for another place you can find Life Coach Today. You can check them out on The Sounds of Soul with Adeya Nifuoshe on 1-2 Radio. Saturday nights just got hotter with this musical show featuring music you can taste and music that will bring you back to who you truly are. Get ready for some soul, R&B, pop, gospel, Brazilian rock, and more every Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Don't let the soul train depart without you on 12radio.com. And if you happen to miss the soul train, you can catch a rebroadcast of this today, Wednesday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on 12radio.com. Finally, we have a special treat for you. For a donation of $5 or more to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, we will send you a brand new, hot off the presses, MP3 guided meditation done by our very own Life Coach Today. Say yes to your good. I'm checking it out regularly, and I'm getting in alignment with my good. So if you want to check out the experience for yourself, this is how you make a donation. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, then hover, then click the Life Conversations radio menu, then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. Or you can go to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and or the Life Conversations radio fan like pages and simply click the donate button. We thank you in advance, family, for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Please welcome back Life Coach Today.
Welcome back, Celeste. Thank you very much. We appreciate you. You're going to be out one. Is that correct?
That's correct.
You made me
happy over there. You want to stop playing with me?
I don't know what is on. Okay, so let's try. All right.
Let me stop using my magic powers to mess with you.
Are you using your magic powers?
Well, I'm going to use it for light and love. Yeah, you chopping up all over the place. Come on back in here.
Well, be careful now. If you stop messing with me with your powers, it might backfire.
I know, but look at you. You're all clear now. Welcome back.
Well, you have no clue what kind of dance I'm doing over here.
I think I might have an idea, my friend.
Thank you. Talk to you later. Life is good. It's getting better. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com. I feel good. I feel excited. And actually, talking about feeling good, if you really want to feel good, especially ladies, if you want to feel good, check out yesterday's show. That's I won't even live with that voice. Let me stay focused. No, but really, yesterday's show was really good. We had a conversation, a group of brothers join me, and we were talking about men and how we express our emotional selves and the challenges. And the show certainly ended on a high note. And we're going to continue the conversation next month. And just make sure you like one of our pages. We're not attached to if you do or don't. We just want to invite you so you can get information. Or you can just ask to be a friend with us on Facebook, with me or Celeste. Other than that, you're going to miss out. I'm just saying. The theme for this month is living with the one. That's the theme for today's conversation. Phil McWilliams is going to be joining us talking about the connection between sound and the one consciousness. The connection between sound and the universe. So what you want to talk about? What's on your mind? Why did you guys come over here today? What you want to know? Tell me. I'm listening. Okay, one at a time. One at a time, please. Oh, you came here to listen to Phil, not me? Well, you better be glad I don't have issues, because I would have been offended. Next. Oh, you want to hear what I have to say about living with the one? Okay, let's do that right now. Yes, 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346 is the number. Make sure when you call in to share your questions, your thoughts, your doubts, your worries, your fears, your excitement, your joy, or you just straight up disagree, make sure you press 1 on your keypad so we can come to you. Whatever you bring to us, we can handle, because this is the house of love, and we have set the intention to support you on your transformation journey. It's all good. And if you can't call in, don't want to call in, afraid to call in, nervous to call in, shy to call in, whatever it is, we've made it easier. Post your questions on the land pages. That's what we call it over here. It's a combination of like page and fan page put together. For me, when you put the two together, you get land page. So we've got two land pages, the Life Conversations Radio land page and the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show land page. When you live with the one, you can make up words. You can create the world that you want. You can do things the way that resonates with you. And if people look at you and say, and they say to you, I don't know what's wrong with you, you're crazy. And you can just look at them and say, you know what? You see me. I am crazy. And it's the crazy weirdos that make a difference in the world. You want to join us? No, I'm trying to fit in. Good luck with that. Living with the one. What does that mean? Who and what is the one to you? Just to give you a foundation here, so we are all in one accord. When I talk about the one, I'm talking about the one consciousness, the force, the energy, the essence, the presence that hold us all together. It has many names. Sometimes it's referred as him, he, she, or it. Say he, it, God is another. But the truth is, it does what you call it. It is our sound. Let me talk to the one to kind of slow down. Let me talk to the one. The one is rushing through, and the energy and this, all the technology we have here is not really working. Okay, I think this is better. So, the one, you may call it God. You may call it creative intelligence. You may call it goddess. You may call it divine, love, universe, source, beauty, whatever you call it, it doesn't matter. It is you. You are the place where it gets to represent itself. Every book that you read, when it comes to self-discovery, self-awareness, spirituality, every song that it's in that same energy is reminding you simply of the one. And how long have we been hearing that we're not separated from the one? How long have we been reading and sharing that the one is closer to us than breath, than your neck vein? Think about that. This one presence, this presence is closer to you than your breath. Just allow that to speak to you. It means even when things are not going, quote-unquote, right, the one is with you. Even when you are experiencing pain, the one is with you. If bankruptcy, foreclosure,
if your partner is cheating on you. You were betrayed. Someone conned you. And a business deal. One is with you. Oh, get this. This might ruffle some feathers, but it's okay. Just stay with me. Even while someone is being murdered, the one is there. I wanted that to land. Because if you're living with the one, and the one is everywhere evenly present, that there is no spot where it is not. So when we talk about abuse, when we talk about someone being murdered, or maybe a loved one, a loved one died or having a health issue and you're praying that they don't die, that they stay alive, that they may be healed, and then they die, they make their transition, and you say, God didn't listen to you, God didn't hear your prayer. Is that true? What is your prayer? Why was God standing around while someone was being abused? There's so many places we can go with that, but this God, this oneness, this one presence that is expressing is you, first of all, doesn't have judgment as you do as a human being. And I know we know this. So what we may call a tragedy or something that's horrific to the one present, it's just activities. It's just life evolving, unfolding. Now, as human beings, being one with the one, based on our conditioning, our experience, what happened to us when we were younger, the school we went to, religious or spiritual beliefs, that determines how we express the one consciousness. I don't know if you've taken time to, if you watch videos and listen to people who've had near-death experiences. And they talk about there was this light so bright, it was brighter than the sun. They talk about how much love that they were feeling. It was pure, unconditional love. Sometimes when they're even talking about it, they get emotional because it's so intense. We are still connected with that. But the physical experience is like a filter. It is less intense. Because the physical experience is that. The molecules, the vibration is slower. In the spirit realm, it's high vibration. So the question becomes, how do we live with this high vibration? How do we align with it in relationships, at work, at home, when we're feeling sad, when we're depressed? How do we invite it? How do we embrace it? Well, of course, we know that it's through your spiritual practice. Through your spiritual practice, you start to cultivate a relationship where you recognize that you are so much more than what you see in the mirror. You start to develop the ability to surrender just a bit more. It's like you're creating space for it, for God, for the divine, to express as you, wherever you are, no matter what you're doing, rather than expressing, allowing that expression to happen when you're in the spiritual center or in a spiritual gathering or when you're with like-minded people. Or rather than, well, you know, all of my family members are religious, or they don't believe in God, or they're Muslim, they're whatever the case may be. So, you know, I don't want to make anybody feel uncomfortable. Well, while you try not to make others feel uncomfortable, you make yourself feel uncomfortable because you're holding back your light.
when you know your truth, when you're grounded in your truth, when you're walking in your truth. And when I say knowing it and walking in it, I'm talking about embodying the truth that this one consciousness is expressing as each and everyone and each and everything. And in that space, you can just be you. You can just be you. If we, I was being interviewed yesterday and I was sharing this. If we release judgment of ourselves, oh my God. Oh my God, indeed. If we release judgments about ourselves, it will transform our lives. Most of the pain and struggles we go through is because there's so much judgment about where we should be, what we're not doing, what we don't have, what we want, why is life not working. If you can bring yourself back and you look at what you're moving through, what you're going through and growing through, and you can allow yourself to sit with the idea and just kind of, you know, get curious. Maybe what I'm experiencing right now, it's painful. I don't like it. Maybe this is supposed to happen. Maybe this is part of my spiritual growth. Maybe this is part of the evolution. This is part of my mission on this planet. And the truth is, yes, it is. Because when you can see yourself, when you can see God in the midst of your challenges, oh, you're really doing something then. It's so easy to be grateful and talking about how grounded I am with nature and, oh, I have my crystal, like my amethyst around my neck, and you know, I just want to pick up some jasmine sage. My house is just, oh, my God, life is so good. I just want to give all this love to people. What happens when you run out of jasmine? What happens when you can't find your amethyst? What happens when, you know, you turn on the news and it looks like the world is coming to an end? Can you still see and feel God in that? What happens when the one you love betrays you? Can you still see God in that? Of course you're going to feel grief. You're going to be angry. God is in that too. When we embody the idea of living with the one, doesn't mean we don't go through or grow through pain, because pain is an invitation to go deep inside yourself. Pain, P-A-I-N, pay attention inward now. Pain has a way of saying, oh, come back. You might want to change your diet. You might want to exercise. There's something you need to do differently here. So even in pain, you can find and see God. Even in the death of a loved one, you can find and see God. One thing is guaranteed, as far as I know, and maybe you have different information, we're all going to transcend. We're all going to make our transition. We're all going to die. We're all going to leave this body behind. Behind where? It's wherever. What happens after that? We all have different theories, different ideas. Some people say, I don't know. Some people say, that's the end. Some of us believe that we're just released back into the universe and we get to come back again, like a dear friend of mine always says, she wants to come back as an orchid. So, oh, you want to come back as an orchid, yeah? Or some people would even go as far as saying, I am so sure this is my last time on this planet. I can't take this foolishness anymore. It's like, I'll go sit down somewhere. My belief is, if you're trying to get out of this realm, out of frustration, out of anger, out of being fed up, you're coming back. You don't have to take my words for it. That's just what I think. That's just what I think. Because I believe that as a soul in the body, We are all here to download heaven on earth, to be the light in places where there's darkness. So as the light, if you're running from the darkness because it's too dark, you haven't achieved your mission. You get to come back and do it again. You don't have to believe in it. Who knows? You're probably making this up. Maybe we're not even on earth. You know, maybe we're just in a spirit realm and we're just having crazy thoughts. Just think about it. You know, maybe we're not even in the body. Maybe we're just kind of floating in the universe and we're just having this crazy thought, and then we say, and then you're doing something called a job and you walked in and then they tell you you're fired. That's funny. Who could fire you? Who knows? We got to learn to be light about this, about life, about ourselves, about our existence. Because there is no spot where God is not. So whatever you're moving through, whatever you're growing through, it is for your soul expansion. There are many things we can do. Of course, forgiveness, that's top of the list. Forgiveness helps you fine-tune your frequency, your vibration. Meditation helps you listen to that inner voice. There is a voice within you that is so clear, that is so wise, that sometimes you're distracted from it because of the external noise, the noise of Black Thursday, whatever they call it, Black Friday, Small Business Day, Cyber Monday, Giveaway Tuesday, Return Wednesday, I'm mad that I even bought something I don't need Thursday, whatever it is. Commercials, but it is so important to take some time out for your relationship with the one, for your relationship with yourself. And when you show up, rather than, I just wish people understand that we are one. Some people just don't understand that. It's so mean. They're so mean. They don't understand. When you show up as the light, you don't even have time for that kind of conversation because your presence itself will be a healing presence. And that's why I say everybody's a healer. Some people are in training right now, but you want to get to a point where your presence raises the vibration of others, that they get to see themselves. And all of this can be applied in what you're going through and growing through on this physical plane, in relationships. When it comes to health, when it comes to finances. Because all the things that cause us pain are simply there to remind us. I'm going to bring Celeste on, actually. Yeah, I think I'm going to bring Celeste on right now. And something I saw on Facebook, the old Facebook, and a woman was asking for help. And I want to bring Celeste on so she can read it. And, you know, and a lot of us can relate to it, maybe, maybe not, but we'll see. Hey, Celeste.
Hi.
Hi. Get your hands out of the cookie jar.
So, you're curious about that question, huh? Well, actually, it's not a question, but it's definitely something we've spotted.
Well, it's a question for a group.
Yeah.
It caught my eye, and I love, you know, I think it's a good example for all of us. And so I want to just do that part first, and we do the rest of the questions on it maybe after the interview with Phil. Yeah, I think we're going to – somewhere around there. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
So.
I'm happy to read it for you.
We won't use her name. We won't use her name, clearly. We're just going to use
her
story.
Because we're one with her, right?
I like that. Who is your teacher?
I have many. I've been grasshopper.
I have been grasshopper
to many wonderful gurus in my life. I am my own guru now.
Gee, you are you. That's right.
Yeah.
You are your own guru.
But I do count you as one of them, my friend. Anyway. Okay, so let me get to it.
Okay.
Hey, let's see.
And just to lay a foundation for listeners here, it's a question for another group, but I wanted to use this to emphasize a point because I think it really speaks to today's conversation. So if you're wondering, why don't you just go straight to question? Because it's important. I'm trying to make a point here. Stay with me. Take a breath. Breathe in. Stay with me. Relax. And don't worry. Phil is coming. He's coming. He's not here yet. So if you're getting your energy ruffled and your feathers ruffled, well, maybe you need to work with a little bit of patience. Because Phil is already here, actually, because we're one with him. Anyway, so let's go ahead.
Okay, here's the question from our anonymous one. Hi, everyone. I will try to keep this brief. I feel I have a higher vibrational level and instinctively get the teachings of Abraham Hicks. I'm not saying that I have self-actualized, far from it, but for the most part, I go with the flow and stay true to myself. My problem is my husband. By nature.
Stop right there. Whoa, so don't read your letters. Let that sink in for a little while. He said, my problem is my husband. Okay, go ahead.
By nature, he is high-strung, anxious, demanding, and controlling. Our marriage is strong, and I love him deeply. I just don't know how to clear my house of all the tense energies. I have it filled with various crystals. I keep my own vibration going, mostly by singing and dancing throughout the day. But when my husband gets anxious, it's hard to detach from the situation. When I don't respond to whatever crisis he perceives as occurring, it only agitates him more, and he really pushes buttons until I do respond. So, how to keep the positive vibes going when living with someone who is chronically on edge? Please, and thank you.
Thank you, Celeste.
I'm going to mute myself for this.
You said what?
I'm going to mute myself while you respond.
What do you mean by that? No, I can be loving and compassionate. Anyway, well, so, and I wonder, listeners, if you see yourself in that or maybe something similar, or maybe maybe you already have an answer for this lady who sees her husband as the problem. I tell you, when I first read this, it's cool to claim whatever you want, but when you say, I feel I have a higher vibration level, I mean, okay, so if that's the case, then everything that comes your way, it doesn't mean it doesn't trigger you, but actually, no, you have a high vibe. Now, I'm not even going to go there. If you have a higher vibrational level, then this kind of tense energy should be like nothing. Because for me, if you compare the higher vibrational level as fire, and you take things like a cardboard box, which is tense energy, or put some, paper, clothes, plastic, tense energy, you put it in the fire, the fire will consume it. Let's just stop right there. Now let's really just break it down. And I really would like you all, I mean, some of you may not be dealing with that. You may be in a good place where you just feel like, yep, I get it. I'm beyond that. This doesn't apply to me, whatever the case may be. But for those of you that are going through moments like saying, I relate to it so true. If you feel that you have a higher vibrational level, and you're dealing with tense energy, well, maybe there's a little bit more to it. Okay, so she said, I go with the flow and stay true to myself. My problem is my husband. By nature, he's high-strung, anxious, demanding, and controlling.
Now, our marriage is strong, and I love him dearly. If you're high vibration, if you're operating from a higher vibration, the marriage is strong, and you love him dearly. I mean, this other part, it's minor. If you've got a strong marriage, that means there is nothing you can't grow through and go through. And even if you're not in a marriage, because I'm using this as an example for all of us, if you have a marriage, a union, a relationship that is strong, this is just, you know, this idea of tense energy is like driving down the highway and there's bugs on the windshield. Put on your wipers. If there's too many bug stuff on your windshield, take the next exit and go to the nearest gas station. Clean the windshield and keep going forward rather than, oh, I can't believe we got more bugs on the windshield. This doesn't make any sense. This sister said, I don't know how to clear my house of all the tense energy. I have it filled with various crystals, and I keep my own vibration going mostly by singing and dancing through the day. The house filled with various crystals, and you keep your vibration going mostly by singing and dancing through the day. Where is this tense energy coming from? The same applies, well, I meditate. It applies to all of us. Those who may be going through a challenge right now, when we say, well, I meditate, I pray, I chant, I go for walks in nature, why is my life like this? It's like I'm not getting it. Well, maybe not. Maybe that's not what it is. Maybe because you're the healer, you get to see areas of your life that needs healing. It's like a doctor. Can you imagine a doctor walking into the emergency room and saying, oh, my God, look at all these people. What are they doing here? Why can't they be more careful? You're the doctor. That's what you do. She goes on to say, but when my husband gets anxious, it is hard to detach from the situation. When I don't respond to whatever crisis he perceives is occurring, it only agitates him more, and he really pushes buttons until I do respond. So how to keep the positive vibes going? When living with someone who is chronically on edge. Well, personally, I see a lot of contradiction in this question. Because you have a marriage that you say is strong, somebody that you love dearly. If you love somebody dearly, that love is strong enough to heal the chronic energy, chronically on edge. Sometimes we use the spiritual modality, the crystals and the positive thinking and the teachings of Abraham Hicks as a to numb ourselves from real life experiences. We start using it almost like a drug to avoid life, to avoid pain. Because you can get the teaching, whatever it is, you can read the book, The Power of Now, The Sacred Yes. I mean, all the books that are written. You could have gone through A Course in Miracles 5 times or read it every year. But you must live that out in the physical plane. It's about downloading heaven on earth. Heaven, downloading heaven on earth. So, yeah, there are ways to do it, but rather than trying to keep you high, if I'm in a marriage with somebody and they're high, strong, on edge, and I got a high vibration, well, if the marriage is strong, why not reach out? Why not create a space for this man, for this woman, for this experience that you're going through, and create a compassionate space, a loving space, a healing space, rather than, oh, I don't see you. I'm keeping my vibration high. I don't want to deal with it. I'm keeping my vibration high.
That's avoidance.
If we think of children, if you have a child that's crying or going, or they're just in pain, do we say, well, nope, I don't care that you woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you're one with God, and you can cry all you want, but I'm going to keep my high vibration? No. And for those who would say, but he's not a child, slow down. Our responsibility is to be God on earth, to be love on earth, to be the expression of the One. So if we have someone in our lives who are chronically on edge, and especially you're married to them, there is a vibrational match. You spot it, you got it. If you see that someone is chronically on edge, always anxious and high-strung and just, you know, there's something about that lives in you, or else you won't recognize it. I mean, if we're talking about the Abraham Hicks teaching, Abraham will tell you in a heartbeat, if you get your vibration to where you want it to be, if it's high enough, you won't encounter things like that. Just before you come home, they would have left. So I use that as an example for all of us when we are going through challenges, that if you are experiencing it, if you can see it, there's a vibrational match. If you let go of judgment, you can be more. If you judge what you're looking at, then you make the bond stronger. And sometimes all you have to do to bring healing to challenging situations when you're living with the One, when you need to remind yourself that the divine presence is with you, is in the moment of challenge, remind yourself to take a deep breath. Not to take two or three or four. You might have to take a break. You might have to say, I'm going to the restroom. You might have to sit down there until you get yourself back to the center. And here's another technique. You can put your hand or hands on your heart. When you're afraid, when you're challenged, when you don't know what to do. Maybe it's just a quick decision. You just want to make sure you're making a decision from a higher place in consciousness. Put your hand, all your hands on your heart. And just breathe in and breathe out. And simply ask the question. It will come to you. Sometimes the answer will come so fast, even before you can finish asking the question. Sometimes you may hear somebody outside or somebody in the next cubicle. Sometimes it may be a commercial that answers your question. Cultivate a relationship to hear that inner voice. You will know that you're walking on holy ground. Because even in the midst of crisis, you can check in. We are it. We are the place where God gets to represent himself, herself, itself. We are God in action. And sometimes the things we try and figure out with our egoic mind, conscious mind, you can't. It's a waste of time. This power, this presence is full of mysteries. Sometimes you just got to surrender to the mystery. You don't have to know everything. And even if you want, but I want to know, why do you want to know? Is it because you want to be in control? And that's okay too. If you choose to be in control, so be it. But there must come a time where you surrender to not knowing. There must come a time where you surrender to your greater yet to be. There must come a time where you say, I give up trying to figure it out. I'm wearing my own behind out trying to figure this out. I can't do it. I don't know how. God, help me. I need help. Guide me. I release. I let go. I forgive myself. It's an inner job. It's an inner work. It's about healing on the inside. There are many ways, there are many tools, there are many technologies to help us connect with ourselves. Sometimes it's simply being in nature. Sometimes it's speaking to your grandmother. I don't know why grandfathers don't get a lot of props, but you've got some compassionate grandfathers too, so sometimes it's your grandfather. And they can just give you the wisdom. Sometimes it's your friend that you know loves you. Sometimes all we need is somebody to listen. Not correct you, not say, well, you know, you draw that to you. You create all that mess. Yeah, we get that. Sometimes you just need somebody to just listen. To go, really? I know that sounds funny, actually. As I hear it, I want to laugh. But I'm talking about coming from a place of compassion. Because when you put yourself in the place, if you're listening to a friend who's going through hell, we got to honor where they're coming from. We got to hear their pain. Place where they feel safe for them to express the pain. And if you're worried about, oh, my God, all this negativity coming from my friend, I can't listen to this anymore. Well, you know, just pray about it. Just go meditate. Just go breathe. Then there's something you need to be running from. That's something you need to be running from? Oh, really? Okay, what's that about? There's something you need to work with because there's something you're running from. There you go. Two statements put into one. Comes out all jumbled. Because the truth is, if you're doing your work, as you do your work, yes, there are going to be times where things are challenging, but it's simply a reminder to remind you of who you are. Sometimes, if it gets overwhelming, you can say, let's just get still. Sometimes, it can be, I don't even know what to say to you. My heart is breaking as I hear what you're going through. Oh my God, that is... what can I do? You might end up crying with them on the phone. And sometimes all they need is just somebody to listen. Because listening is an act of love. And I'm not talking about you listening only to correct them on what they said. Just let it be. When you live with the one, you become the space and the place for love to express, for love to be pushed out. Are you living with the one? Have you embraced the one this morning? You are the one, you know. When you love the one, you're loving you. When you love you, you're loving the one. And there are many ways to reconnect ourselves to the one. And we have the one waiting. The one is expressing us, Phil McWilliams. He's standing by, reminding us how we can use sound to connect with the universe, the one sound, the one voice. It's time to take a break. And we're taking your questions, your comments, your thoughts, your doubts, your worries, your fears. Bring it. This is the House of Love. We have set the intention to support you on your transformation journey. So I dare you. I dare you to heal. I dare you to heal, to live your best life. I dare you to show up fully as who you are. I dare you to stop playing small. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show, Life Conversations Radio. www.thelifeconversations.com. We are here Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. I don't know why I want to say 2:30. That's been happening the last few weeks. I can't say we're next in the show. If that was supposed to happen, I reluctantly say yes. I don't think so, though. I doubt that. But it's 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. All the shows are archived. You can go to iTunes, and you can i-download to your iStuff. Yeah. And all you got to do is subscribe and type in Life Conversations. Don't leave out the less. Don't leave out the S. The S is for spirit. It's for sound. It's for sweetness. Sexy. Okay, I got to stop right now. We're going to take a break and then come back with Celestial Moment, and then Phil is in the house. He's going to take us on an inward journey, and we invite you to share your questions on the land pages. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and listen to the beginning of the show. Land pages, like pages, fan pages. When you put fan and like together, you get land. So we have land pages. The Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show land page and the Life Conversations Radio land page. I know some of you are listening for the first time saying, this guy is nuts. And I say to you, you are right. And on the land pages, we have a donate button if you want to share your energy, your monetary energy. If you feel like the show inspires you, you want to contribute to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show, click the button and follow the prompt. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
For more information about sponsorship, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Hi, I'm Mark Hussin. When I created 12listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 12listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 12listen.com and the 12 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. We are one. We are one. We are one. We are one, we are one, we are one. There is no separation, 'cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. 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 Well, there is no separation, 'cause we are one. Now do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one.
Thank you very much, Carly Jackson. There is no separation. We are one. Your mother-in-law, your father-in-law, you are one with them. Relationship is a spiritual tool. Carly Jackson, you can find her on Facebook, Carly, C-A-R-L-L-I-E, Jackson, J-A-X-E-N. And now we're bringing back the lady with the voice. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing great, and you sound great. I'm going to get to it. I'm so excited that Phil McWilliams is in the house.
Yay! Well, you know, I have to pull up my game, because you know Phil has honey gold voice. So I
honey
have to
gold
sure,
voice. Don't you love
I
that?
I got to make sure I match that honey gold. No, I have the black gold voice. That's what it is. That's it, yes.
I love it. I love it. Oh, my gosh, yes. Honey gold and black gold. A girl's
black
in
gold.
Good company.
Ooh, it's all them all right. Popping, ladies. You better brace yourself.
Pop it. Let me do this.
Okay.
I love this show. I might say so myself. All right. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing another gift, and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day is 4. 4 is known for its stability and groundedness in numerology, and it is often called the number of the worker bee. It has a reputation of being a square. but there is far more to receive when we understand that the number four is ruled by Uranus. And this planet is known for inventiveness and thinking outside the box. Four also has a soft feminine side, as it shows up as the deer in the medicine cards. And a deer's gift is to teach us about the path toward gentleness and compassion. Our fourth chakra is our heart chakra, and when it is open, we are able to receive and give love unconditionally. Four is also one of the sacred numbers of an African god by the name of King Shango, and he is known for his love of music, drumming, pleasure, thunder, and lightning. We also learn to walk in authority and reason, for the number four also shows up as the Emperor in tarot cards. The Emperor is astrologically connected to the fiery sign of Aries. Bring all these energies together, and you have an amazing tool I like to call compassionate power to raise your vibration and those of others simply by you being the love you are through both masculine and feminine expressions. Now, today, for a special treat, we're going to put the spotlight on the dolphin of the medicine cards. Its number is not 4, it's actually 40. But when you add 4 plus 0, you get 4. So here we go. Dolphin, breathe with me, breath of the divine, mana of the universe, in oneness we entwine. Breathing with the divine is our sacred gift. The breath of life is the divine breathing as us. The dolphin is our teacher, showing us how to breathe between worlds, air and water. The dolphin also teaches us how to release emotions through its breath. It creates a rhythm and a sound. We have our own sounds, and it's time to express them authentically instead of all this shallow anxiety breathing. That just drains your energy. So tap into the logic and freedom of the air and connect with the emotions of deep waters, and you will find yourself at home between two worlds with tools to transform your energy instead of wasting it. It all starts with your breathing, family. Exhale. All is well. And that's the story of four told through our friend the dolphin with the medicine cards. I'll see you on Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Thank you.
Go ahead with your good self, and then select your moment at the end of the song. You're just a bomb. You're best co-piece in the whole world. All the other co-pieces, I don't care how much they're getting paid. They got nothing on you.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate
you. You're so good. You're so good at what you do. You said, no, you don't have to pay me because you can't afford me. So let's not even make it.
There are many ways to pay people, and I get to sit here with the listeners and learn just as much as they do. You pay me in many ways. Thank you, my brother. Have a great show.
You're very welcome. So after Phil, we're going to do questions, right? We've got two more. There you go, two more.
If you have time, I think you and Phil are going to hang out. You just found your long-lost brother, so bring him home.
Oh, really? My brother was never lost. I wanted to go do his thing, and I do mine, and then we'll come back and touch bases and see how we're doing. You know?
That's cool. I'll keep that time.
Thanks, Celeste. Bye. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. So for those of you who keep hearing me talk about I am the black gold, and I am the black gold, so I'm not making any excuses. Let's just make sure I'm clear. But if you really want to hear about me, you should go listen to Esperanza Spalding's CD, the latest one. What's it called? Radio City Music? I can't remember the title. But just put black gold in YouTube, and you'll hear her singing to me. But, you know, I do it my way, and Phil does it his way. So let me bring on Phil. But I'm going to read a little bit about him. And if you have any questions for Phil, for me, the number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. And here's a little bit about my brother, myself, known as Phil McWilliams. He's a native of Atlanta, Georgia. Wow, you don't see a lot of them around nowadays. Like 1 in 20. His lifetime experience with music spans a wide range that includes rock, bluegrass, chanting, and folk.
Phil's unique music immerses the listener in a multi-layered message of deep love and joy that has the effect of disengaging the left brain to allow the present moment to be fully experienced. Stay with that for a minute. He's an adept musical. Okay, my computer, I don't understand what's going on today. He is an adept musician, there you go, who skillfully plays the banjo, bass, dobro, guitar, harp, and mandolin. He plays all kind of instruments, those I've never even heard of, which he uses to accompany his honey gold voice. I can't wait to hear this honey gold voice. Phil loves to help create profound experience for the listener when he plays. You can find out more about Phil by going to his website address, or his website, which is philmacwilliamsmusic.com. Phil, P-H-I-L, Mac, M-C, Williams, music.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I know some of you have been waiting. When is he coming on? I like what you're talking about, but I came here to listen to Phil. Can you hurry up? This is my show. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my guest, my friend, myself, Phil McQueen.
Oh, hello, hello.
Honey gold voice is in the house. It's on and popping. Sing to us. Take us deep within so we may know who we are, oh dear one.
Oh. Yeah. What a beautiful hello. Thank you so much. You know, I've been listening to you talk about gold in the voice. Man, I'm feeling high from all of your words leading up to that.
Well, it sounds like Kathy warned you in advance then.
Like
now.
You're a beautiful soul. I've heard all kinds of good things. You know, I love some of the ideas earlier about surrendering to the mystery and releasing into to not knowing. And it's beautiful to just show up and not know and see what happens.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That's real creation. Now, let's talk a little bit about you. We want to know who you is. We want to know who you are. We want to know who you be. How are you showing up on this planet? So I've got to ask you this question. I read a little bit about you, and there's so much more. You're multifaceted. But I want to ask you from your point of view, your perspective, who are you? Who is Phil McWilliams?
Brilliant question, isn't it? I think who we are just goes pretty quickly beyond words sometimes, and I'm grateful to be asked. You know, the reason that I love sharing through sound and through music is that it has a way of getting past some of the mental stuff. You know, it has a way of going straight to the heart, and I just love that. You know, it's fun to talk about ideas, and it's fun to listen to different viewpoints, and it's fun to express love in different ways. But I just love how it feels to get past some of the thinking mind with sound.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you know, I hear you do that, even with your words, I hear you do that in your program. And I just love the idea that you can use words to speak to a lot of different people who are in a different place at any given moment and help wake something up. And so, you know, that's something I admire that you do with your voice. And that's, to me, that's a sound thing.
Mm.
You know, you can feel when there's love and excitement and it goes past the words, I think.
That's it. I've always said, you know, the conversation we have or the things we're saying, really it's not so much what we say, it's more the energy that we allow in.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and the words are kind of carried in on that energy.
That's right.
Yeah. The words and the things that we do is there to kind of distract the intellectual mind. But what space are we creating for the energy that wants to be birthed? Something wants to be birthed. Are you making room for it? And that turns me on when I think about life like that. Like, oh, my God. I start having one of those spiritual orgasms, walking down the street going, like, what's wrong with you? I can't talk. My fingers are all coiled up.
And the moment you kind of, the moment you define it, the moment you say, okay, I'm blissing out right now, it, you get to share it, but it also limits it in a way. You know?
Yes.
Like, because it defines it. And it defines it by what someone thinks the word bliss means or what that experience might relate to for them. So there's something cool about holding it.
I am so loving you. I got to tell you what's going on. I'm like, good Lord, I got to bring him back. I'm loving what I'm feeling and hearing. I am feeling you, man. I'm resonating with you. Yes, yes, yes. Now, let's talk a little bit about you, how you got to this place now that, you know, after the journey, you now change your name to Honey Gold. How did you get to this place? Tell us about your relationship with the One Consciousness and or your awakening and how you got to this place where you use music and sound to express the essence of who you are. How did it all begin?
You know, there's definitely early, there are early memories of, just having a sense of connectedness and not having, not really having words for all that. But, you know, the trip for me, got deeper, I think, with an experience of crossing over and coming back. You know, there was a type of a fresh start in this in this incarnation, and somewhere in the course of that, the picture got bigger.
So when you say crossing over, let me just make sure I understand. You're saying you had a near-death experience?
Yeah. And I think for me, I was given the choice of moving on, and that felt good, or staying. And there was
so let's go back. Don't just skip that. We want to hear about that. I mean, come on now. Don't keep this secret from us. What happened? Don't just kind of gloss over it. I listen now.
Tell us
what happened.
Oh, gosh. Well, it was a series of things that you know that led to being in a miserable body and an illness and so forth, and staying for a little while meant knowing that I was going to be staying not in a happy, comfortable body, and I am now, thank God. But there was something about the vision that was expanded in a way that I don't have words for. And so for me, you know, that relating to the oneness, to the who we are, feels very, very, very simple, very simple and very close. You know, not something different from something that I would read.
Yes.
And I just, for me, it's easy to pour that. Holding something about that awareness, it's easy to pour that into sound. It's almost like the sound already exists and you're just finding it. and that can be in conversation, that can be in a simple om, or it can be in phrasing from another, you know, from an ancient language like mantra. But there's something rich about what can be carried on that sound, I think.
There's so many places I want to go to with you on this conversation. Yeah, and I'm going to go there. Now, let's talk about, because you kind of touch on it, but I really want you, I so feel you, because I always say this, you know, the minute we try to define God or define love or any feeling that we feel that just beyond words, we limit the experience. But when you talk about that feeling. If you were to communicate that to somebody, how would you convey that in the way to invite us to get close to what you experienced as the truth?
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, I'm reminded, I remember once Marianne Williamson distilled her understanding of the Course in Miracles down to one simple thought, and that simple thought was, relax, it's really okay. You know, it's really okay. And you know, when someone's in a moment of hardship, that's not necessarily comforting words, and sometimes it is, but it not always. But I love that thought. There's a sense of you settle into something perfect about the current moment. You know, there's something about right now that holds it all.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment we step in front of it or behind it and try to define it, it's not quite now anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something magical in finding the really right now. And somewhere in that, there's a feeling that it's all okay.
Yes.
And that goes deeper than the understanding of my mind that would take it and say, well, here's why it's okay or why it's not.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, it's for those of us who use words as a songwriter, and you having such powerful use of words, you know, it's like we know that some words are inspiring. They're not always inspiring to everyone in the same way.
That's right.
You know, everybody hears them differently. So we look for different ways of finding words that, you know, that like you said, keep the mind entertained, but kind of get around it too.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
They carry power. You know, they carry powerful seeds of inspiration and empowerment and love and joy. You know, but it's one of the reasons that I'm drawn to mantra, for example, this sort of Sanskrit language woven into song and into experience of sound is one, there's kind of a beautiful vibration in the words, but there's also there's something about just singing in a language outside of your native language. You kind of step mm-hmm. outside of something in terms mm-hmm. of what the words mean.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, part of it is you don't, you know, if you know the words, you might say, well, I like that. I like the song, but there's that line I don't like. But if you don't know the words, then your mind is like,
right.
Oh, okay, I can't get this out. Let me just leave it.
Yeah.
But the music sounds good. You know?
We can go to a bigger place with it sometimes. I love the words in the song earlier, though, we are one. You know, it's so simple and so powerful.
Yes.
That you can go, I mean, you can take a big journey on that phrase.
Mm-hmm. You know, I want to talk about, you know, really ask you how people can use music and sound to take them to that space, that spaciousness, that place that's beyond words, that place that can be called pure awareness. How can people use your kind of music, the mantras, the chant, to take themselves into themselves?
Yeah, you know, one way is finding within a very simple resonance, something like Om. It's such a simple, you know, that's required a lot of study, and you can play with that sound of Om, Om, and see where almost there's a sound. There's also a physical kind of rumbling in your chest and in your throat. And the bones of your face, you can actually feel a kind of physical vibration.
Mm-hmm.
The sound as simple as Om or One works beautifully as well. Any word that can have, especially if it has a devotional or a deep meaning for a person. But Om is a beautiful starting place. And one of the reasons is many people find that if they go quiet in meditation or contemplation, that they'll hear a quiet inner sound.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it sounds just a little like the ocean or a little like an Om. And so there's something about using that kind of phrasing that's so simple that we can tap into. And just a repetitive use of the word om, it's amazing how it can affect our sense of peace and kind of deepening into the moment. So that that can be a beautiful starting place. You know, just that moment in the middle of the night when you find yourself awake, that's a nice thing to play.
Yes. Well, you just reminded me of something that came to me in the middle of the night. I kept repeating it. I didn't want to get up, and I said I was going to remember. But I had to put some things in my mind because it was like deep in the middle of my sleep. I was hearing something, and let me just write this down right now. You start with three G's, and I already forgot. You just reminded me, so thank you.
Beautiful,
the words kept coming to me over and over, but I know they all start with G. I don't remember it right now, but I'm sure after the show when I sit with it, it comes back. But it kept coming back to me. I had a choice to get up and write it down, but then I'm like, oh, I want to sleep. Please remind me in the morning.
Those are the golden thoughts sometimes. Those beautiful ideas that come through.
Mm-hmm. And I want to take that and talk about something that's very important. And you as a musician, I know you do that a lot, especially if you're playing with others. And, you know, you have a chant that you have on your website. You talk about came through. Can you just talk about surrender? Sometimes people look at surrender as giving up. Or people say, well, I've surrendered and things haven't changed. What else am I supposed to do? What has been your experience of surrender, and how would you define it? How does one surrender?
In physical yoga, the practice of doing what's called asana, the physical movements of yoga, there's an idea that I love that says, don't try to relax, but rather let go. There's a place there's a place when, if you can imagine, you're in a position where there's a bit of stretch. And so the idea of relax feels like a doing.
Mm.
And the idea of letting go is different somehow. It's a releasing of doing.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's a distinction that really works for surrender, because if we define the word as a doing, then it can make us feel less, I think.
Uh-huh.
Or at least those that are triggered by the word. Those who love that word, you know, it works either way. But I think there's something about a releasing into non-doing that has a feeling that's similar to me of what you were describing earlier about releasing it not knowing. You know? That idea of surrendering to the mystery, perhaps. There's a place right in the moment. You know, it's not a place that needs to be strived for or worked toward or accomplished. There's a place that's right here in this moment where a simple letting go is just the thing. It's like, ah, there I am. So there's no feeling of attaining to it.
Mm.
It feels like a gift, and it feels like now. Yeah. And for me, that's the distinction that makes the idea of surrender feel beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And
I definitely believe that the more we can be comfortable with that, the more we really start to feel the presence of divine, of God, of the goddess, because
where
it is. Yeah. You know, how we carry ourselves is different, how we relate, how we are in relationship, because we're now, it's like connected to the life force of all things. And it takes not courage, but I say you got to cultivate that.
Maybe willingness, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and we'll think of, you know, there are different paths and schools of thought and beautiful people teaching different ways of accessing that, cultivating ways of being and practices and so forth that get us closer, and, you know, to that experience. But ultimately, the experience itself is in this moment. It's really right there.
Yes.
And yeah, that awareness of the that awareness of the vastness and the majesty of the divine, but also the almost mundane kind of very, very personal right in front of you quality, or right within.
Indeed.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It is. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach ID Radio Show. My guest is Phil McWilliams. His website address is Phil McWilliams. Hold on a minute. I got two different website addresses for you. I saw one that said Phil McWilliams Music, and then there's this mantra. Which one is the correct one?
Well, they're both correct, but the mantra is a more active site. It's more tied in with some of what I'm doing currently. So PhilMcWilliamsMantra.com is a much more active site. Thanks for sharing that.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, before we talk, I know you have a fundraiser event that's coming up in a few days, but I want to ask you this. I'm listening to those folks on the other side, so because you have something to say about this, I know. There's a lot of change going on in the planet. We're all feeling it. Those of us who are aware, who are open, we're recognizing. And I personally think we're moving from being independent to be more interdependent, supporting one another, to creating beloved communities. I feel and see that change happen. What would you say to the changes that are happening now? And sometimes it's overwhelming. People don't know what to do. Some people are afraid. It's like, maybe the world is coming to an end. Oh, my God, we're going to die. Then what? What would you say to people now to be aware of as we all evolve collectively?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of feeling about that, and I think that there's a beautiful idea that in any given moment we can be either experiencing what feels like love or all the things associated with love, or we can be feeling fear and various thoughts and feelings associated with fear, and those actually occupy the same consciousness in the same moment. Mm-hmm. And so there's a beautiful idea that I love that seems too simple, but if you scan your environment and you say, what do I love in this moment? And that can be a who, and that can be a feeling of devotion. It can be oneself. It can be an idea that one's moving toward. You know, I think there's something richly powerful about choosing moment to moment to be in love. Because if it's my last moment, that's how I want to spend it. And if it's not, that's how I want to spend it, you know, because it's the only one I get. And the mind is tricky because the mind has the mental thinking mind has a way of saying that we need the fear in order to take the action, in order to create solutions. But I think action can be taken from love. Mm-hmm. And so it's not a passive stance. But I think, you know, the action of building community happens more easily if we're cultivating a vibration of being in love.
Yes.
Than the, you know, much more so than if we're holding fear.
Mm-hmm.
And so all the actions that we would say, these are powerful actions that might actually change the whole thing, you know, in the external, come, I think, most powerfully from an internal place of holding a kind of vibration that feels more good than that.
We're bringing you back in January, man. We've got so much to talk about.
We're bringing you back in January.
I was just sitting there with a smile on my face, like, yes, yes. There's little people inside of me going, yes, yes, he gets it. I'm trying to get them to be quiet. They were doing a show here. But he gets it. I know.
I love it.
Oh, my God. What a gift. Thank you, Kathy, for the connection. I am so honored and I'm in gratitude for connecting with you. I really love your energy, your spirit. And I just want to sit with you and we just talk. As I said, it's not so much about the talk, but just the energy that is allowed. And I honor you for making space for that healing to happen through you. You got an event coming up this weekend. Can you tell us a little bit about it? And I know you've got some information on your website as well.
Yeah, I would love to share. This is a musical event, and it's an experiential event that's centered around song. A lot of it comes from this sort of ancient Sanskrit practice of mantra, but it's mixed with, you know, Western instrumentation, two drummers and bass and beautiful people singing. And so there's this, you know, there's this familiar big Western, you know, kind of sound of celebration mixed with ancient mantra that are simply words of love and devotion. And so it's this really sweet energy. And it's in support of a place called the Cow Sanctuary. And these are folks who have made a life choice to take care of some of the beings that we share the planet with in a particular kind of way. And the thing I love about being involved with these folks is they're people who see preciousness in the eyes of living beings. And there's something really rich about. And it's not about, you know, lifestyle choices, vegetarianism versus not, or any of that sort of thing. At least from my perspective, it's really deeply about taking care of aliveness. So I'm honored to get to play a small role in supporting and helping build awareness for these folks. And this event this Saturday is in town in Atlanta. Yeah. It's at a place called Kashi, K-A-S-H-I. And it's Kashi is a beautiful temple and a beautiful community that's also supporting this event.
Hmm. And is there, well, I know it's on your website address on the calendar. What about a phone number if people want to call in to find out? Is there a number? I don't see it on your wall. Or they, I guess they could just, I don't know, is there an email? What's the name of the center again?
Yeah, it's the Cow Sanctuary, and their web address is the Cows, C-O-W-S, Sanctuary, cowssanctuary.org. And there's also information on my website, and I can connect people. You know, it's easy to donate if people feel connected to helping these folks. It's easy to come on Saturday or connect with me in some way, and I can help I can help send people in their direction. But the Cow Sanctuary is their location. And there's also Facebook awareness and other social media, so it's pretty easy to find with a search as well.
Okay. Phil, I have so enjoyed our conversation. I look forward to having you back in January. I will have Celeste will be sending you some dates, and there's more to talk about. This is just like an introduction.
I love it. Ajay, I'm so grateful to talk with you, and I just love what you're doing and the difference you're making and the energy you're sharing. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you.
You're very welcome, my brother. Peace and blessings. Thank you. I love this thing called life. Excitement. Phil Mike Williams. His website address is philmcwilliamsmantra.com, and just play in there. I mean, what a beautiful soul. Now I know why he has that the new name called Golden Voice. No, it's not Golden Voice. What am I talking about? It's not just golden. It's honey golden. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Celeste, you want to catch that call before we do? I don't know if we have time for questions. I think we have one question I can answer. I'm happy to let's run around. Yes, so let's catch that call first, caller, and then we'll see if we can do questions. Maybe, maybe not. But, wow. I love it when I talk to another man who gets it, who is grounded, who is allowing spirit to express through and as him. And Phil gets it. I am Life Coach Ade, and I approve all that message. He gets it, and it's such a blessing. I am so grateful. And I trust and know that what he had to share, what you heard on the show today, touched you in some way
and it caused a change on a deeper level. So, let's see. I think I've got time for one question, Celeste. Let's do one question since the caller... No, don't come to me. I'm scared. Or whatever. I don't know why they went. But anyway, so let's jump into... Oh, anything you want to say before we jump into questions? Sorry, I'm so rude.
Enjoy the conversation and the bouncing back and forth. Oh, it is well.
Ashe, my life is a good life. Stop singing. I can't be singing when the Honey Gold voice is around. No, he said go ahead.
I want to save question number one for, because that's so meaty.
Okay.
The one that was sent in. I got another one that you might be able to play with a little bit.
Okay, let's knock that out real quick. Actually, I'm not even going to answer the questions. I'm going to just let my peeps on the other side answer it. So it's a lot easier. They'll be like, say one word. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I noticed that the more I make an attempt to follow my path, stuff shows up on my journey that are so distracting. How can I find the one in the moments when I feel like I'm on quicksand? Sure.
Oh, that's simple. I told you, one word. No, actually, not one word. One sentence. The more you're aware, the more you're aware of. It's that simple. So you have a choice. You can stay asleep, and you don't notice anything, and you can be in your little happy place. I don't want to see distractions. Or recognize that the choice to wake up invites you to see more of what's going on. Now, rather than look at it as a distraction, look at it as tools or opportunities for you to strengthen you getting to know the one. Because until you know the one in times of crisis, you're just hanging outside the playground. How can I find the one in the moment? In the moments when I feel like I'm in quicksand? Well, first of all, recognize the quicksand is the one. And then, while you're in quicksand, don't try and struggle to get up like Phil was sharing earlier. Just let go. Just let go. Because your mind might be telling you, you're going to die. Hurry up and get out of here. And then you struggle and you go down and down. And your mind is saying, no, we're going to die. But let go. Let go. Because there is no spot where the one is not. So if it gets too much, pull back. But understand that the distractions are helping you strengthen your relationship. How are you relating to the one? Is the one only present when things are very good and you're happy and joyful? Or is the one present when there's discord? Because love is always present. The question is, are you allowing yourself to see it or not see it? And even if you don't see it, it is okay. So it's part of the journey, my dear. Keep walking, keep living, keep dreaming. Your life depends on it. When you become more spiritual, you get to see things that were once invisible. All the great ones that we talk about today, the master teachers, you think they didn't experience distractions? You know how many times I wanted to stone Jesus? Who the heck do you think you are? You're like, whoa, which part of it do you want to stone me for? For telling you that you're one with God? For the healing that I did? Careful now. Think about this before you do it. Yes, life is not for wimps, and a spiritual journey is for gladiators. Welcome aboard, my sister friend. It's all good. Just laugh, you know. It's okay. Don't take it too serious. All is well.
How comforting.
You said what?
For that life coach. I said, how comforting. Thanks for that life coach today.
Yeah, what did Phil say earlier? Phil said something. You're going to be okay. Something I can't remember now, but I can almost hear it. But you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. Relax. Celeste, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
Don't forget where they can find you tonight.
Let me do all of that right now. Let me do all of that right now. Because we've got Carolyn Malachi underneath me. saying, I'm a beautiful dreamer. And because I'm connected to everybody, we are all beautiful dreamers. Make sure you tune in to 1-2 Radio tonight. 1, the number 1, the number 2, radio.com, 10 p.m. Eastern. Is it 10? Yes, it is. No, it's not. It's 11. It's unless it's like, it's 11, boy.
I love it.
Thank you very much. Let me leave you muted just in case I make a mistake. So tonight, okay. 11 p.m. on 2 Radio, and then Ambassador tomorrow on Live Conversations Radio, 7 p.m. Eastern for the play experience. And Celeste, you get more of the Lady with the Voice at 8 p.m. on Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Then, of course, the show is archived on Friday, not archived, syndicated on Within Radio. And then there's another live show, 1-2 Radio. Are you guys confused yet? I'm not. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Thank you, Celeste, for all you do, making it work, even under the circumstances. And I'll talk to you real soon. And listeners, I'll be back live on Live Conversations Radio on Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern. All the shows are archived. Be love. It is the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. You deserve it. And allow yourself to be loved. Allow yourself to be loved, beloved. You are love in action. And you are a beautiful dreamer. This is Carolyn Malachi. Her website address is carolynmalachi.com. Peace and blessings.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.